No, seriously, he really is great. Don't get me wrong. Whoever ends up with him is gonna be super lucky. But we're just friends, I swear. I don't see him that way. Seriously. Well, there's no reason behind it. I really just don't see him that way. Well, if you really have to know, I've had my eye on someone for quite some time. I don't think anything's gonna come out of it, though, seriously. Yeah, well, a variety of factors, really. Time, circumstance, me kind of complicating things. Oh, ma'am, I'm really honored you consider me a part of the family. Thank you for having me over the holidays. It really means a lot. Whoever that is. Sorry, I just didn't hear a knock. I get really easily startled, so if I can ask you politely, it would be really nice if you could knock next time before you open the door. Oh, it's you. Hi. Why are you still standing by the doorway? And why do you keep looking at me like that? You look like you're seeing a ghost. What do you mean? Nope, I have no idea who you're talking about. Don't know why you're calling me by that name. I'm pretty sure this is the first time we've met. Listen, it's really late. Your mom is great and all, but we were up until like 2 a.m. playing charades, so I can chalk all this up to us just being really tired and not in the right headspace. And look, you're cute. You are. You've been nothing but sweet to me throughout the night. But come on. You're looking at me kind of weird. Kind of suspicious, and we should probably just head to bed. You... Huh? Seriously, I have no idea who you're talking about. This is the first time we met. Well, I guess I can always reintroduce myself. Hi, I'm Allie. I'm your big brother's best friend from college. and I really don't think I've ever met you before. For sure. Yeah, Yeah, so, if you don't mind, I really don't have anything else to say for myself, and I was in the middle of some business to tire me out before bed, as you can see by the toy and my hand suspiciously touching all over my body. And I'd really appreciate some privacy, so yeah. Whoa! Why is it so hard to cover yourself when you're being confronted? The sheets keep falling. Ugh, fuck. Hey, look, I hope you're covering your eyes. Because I'm not wearing anything under. You have that look on your face again? Hey, where are you looking? No, that wasn't a scar. It's a birthmark. I've had it on the side of my tummy for forever. Well, I think tummy birthmarks are pretty common, actually, so you're probably mistaking me for someone else that you know that isn't me, because this is totally the first time that we're meeting and you don't know me, and... What's the point? I already know you're onto me. Fine, God, fine, okay? Please, don't tell anyone else about this. Yes, it's me. Tough girl from elementary school. It's been a while. I guess no amount of makeup and dress up can really hide me from you, huh? Yeah, close the door. I know I have some explaining to do. Listen, I didn't mean to hide from you, okay? I just didn't know how to confront you about all this after all this time, and sometimes when your brain overthinks, you just do stupid things that you normally wouldn't do, like hatch elaborate schemes to finally be able to meet that one guy you haven't been able to stop thinking about since elementary school. Maybe it would have been simpler to just, I don't know, jump scare you in the middle of the fucking grocery store. Didn't have to go through all this trouble just to finally get to see you again face to face. God, even just seeing you right now is bringing back all these memories. I remember how it was like when we were younger. Your brother picked on you a lot, and I was always trying to stand up for you for some reason. I mean, I didn't even know you that well when I stood between you and your brother for the first time. That one time at the playground. To me, you weren't anyone but just some random kid at school, but I could tell that you didn't deserve to get pushed around by your brother like that. Nobody does. We ended up getting super close, and we'd eat all of our lunches together at the little abandoned treehouse in the playground. Looking back, I don't really think you knew that I was a girl back then, but it didn't really matter. I mean, we were just kids. I'd sneak in all sorts of things into that treehouse. Food I'd steal from the cafeteria trays that we weren't supposed to get second helpings of. Fun toys that I brought from home that we weren't supposed to be able to play with at school. Just so much stuff. It's like our own little special place. Then one day, I just up and left because I was being relocated to a new school district. I remember we had that really big fight about it, and that's kind of just how we left things off. Really, really, really ate up at me for a while. And I mean, the whole reason that I moved is super stupid, too. I didn't really get the chance to tell you back then, but my mom and dad figured there were too many boys around me in this town, so they moved me to an all-girls school. It was agony, don't get me wrong, but I managed. Maybe a little bit too well. Learned a whole lot about being a girl at the all-girls school. When I graduated from there and college came, I saw your brother at orientation. Can't really forget the face of the guy that I used to beat up, you know? But he seemed sweeter. More apologetic. Don't get me wrong. Definitely not a romantic thing, but he remembered me, and we struck up a convo and became buddies. A weird part of me knew that if I got close to him, I might be able to see you again. And so we would talk, I got all the updates about you and all the cool things you'd gotten up to, and it made me so happy. And, well, it's been over a decade since we were able to speak for the last time, and things didn't really end up on great terms, so I guess in my mind I was kind of just like, I might as well introduce myself as a whole new me. What are the odds he'll even recognize me? So, yeah. My end of things. And, well, here we are. Please don't hate me. I'm just really bad at confrontation, and I really didn't know how to bring any of this up. I guess I didn't really expect you to remember or care much for me after everything, but meeting again after so long, after we've grown up, feels like a new start, doesn't it? So yeah, now that you've asked all your questions, can I ask one of mine? Well, how long have you been standing out there stroking your cock while listening in on me? I mean, it's pretty obvious at this point. You didn't do a very good job of tucking in your boner. I don't mind. It means that a part of you thinks that I'm hot. Oh? Not just a part of you. So why don't you come here and prove it then? You know, it's bad manners to sneak up on a girl while she's naked and touching herself. Yeah. Well, the idea of you peeping in is really, really hot. I like the idea of you sneaking into my bed and grinding against me under the sheets. Way hotter. I don't know why I'm trying to hide still, but yeah, those are my tits. I'm sorry if you expected more, but they're pretty small. You really like them? blushing. Wait, what are you doing? Oh, fuck. You really are hard. And you're leaking from the tip. Fuck, it's dropping on my tits. Fuck. You're rubbing it against my chest. Does it feel good at all? Do you think the tip against my nipples is just gonna get me hornier, you know that? I know a way to make this feel even better. I'm gonna press them together. I don't have much, but this way you can almost fuck my tits like they're pussy. Yeah. Just like that. You can use my toy against me too. Fuck. Come yet, but you've already made a mess on my chest. I'll lick it up. Fuck, yummy. Whoa. I'm glad you took your shirt off. Because it means things are about to get good. Oh, fuck. You shove it at me. Finishing things right left off, huh? I suppose it is the least you could do after interrupting me. Yeah, right there. Right there. Look. You're getting really deep with your fingers. Oh, fuck. Flipping me over. You wanna go all the way tonight? I don't mind. Not at all. I've thought about you a lot over the years, you know. And you being into this. And being this ready to fuck me up definitely wasn't something that crossed my mind. Okay, it was, but just slide it in. God, fuck. Shit. Hold me tight, please. Deep when you push me down and cut my cheeks. Holy fuck me. Oh, fuck. God. Oh, keep going. Please. Flipping me over again. Nipples are still sensitive. Come to overwhelms me. It's almost too much. Look. Oh, look. Your fingers in one of my other hole, too. God. You're too good to me. Look, I'm gonna come back. Look. Come on, look, please. To hurt me too. Fuck. Yeah, it got all over my tummy and my birthmark. No. You have to stay inside. Yeah, stay inside. You're literally so perfect. Oh, no, absolutely. We'll definitely have a lot of explaining to do. But I think you're worth it. Yeah, you're definitely gonna have to stay with me tonight.